This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of the Colorado Springs Police Department met this week with the city's Commission on Accountability and Transparency. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Conversation focused largely on officer accountability and undercover operations. This follows a recent report by the Colorado Springs Independent alleging the department placed an undercover officer within activist groups, namely the Chinook Center. While he wouldn't go into specifics, Interim Police Chief Adrian Vasquez said political bias, quote, is not even in the equation when launching investigations. A use of force study into the department is set to be released in coming weeks. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The number of homes for sale in Metro Denver rose in what may be a signal that the housing market is starting to turn. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The inventory of homes on the market jumped 80% in March, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Buyers have been forced into bidding wars amid a scant supply of homes for sale since the start of the pandemic. The recent increase in inventory coincides with rising mortgage rates, which may be slowing some buyers. But prices are still going up, even with the increased supply. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The merger between Denver-based Frontier Airlines and its low-cost rival Spirit could be in jeopardy. Another airline, JetBlue, has made a higher offer for Spirit, more than $3.5 billion, and Spirit says it's considering that proposal. The first black woman to serve in the Colorado Senate has died. State Senator Gloria Tanner served at the Capitol for 17 years. She was a founder of Colorado Black Women for Political Action and inducted into the Colorado Women's Hall of Fame in 2002. She was 86. Windy day along the Front Range with fire danger from Denver to Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.